Chapter 4. Solon's Disappearance. Playing with Callus in the garden one afternoon, Solon was approached by the mystic. She begged Solon for an audience and showed him a vision of Terramus and the Twycross tribe under attack. Solon immediately prepared to go to his friend's aid. He arrived in the Twycross homeland and was confused because everything seemed to be fine, and the attack that the mystic had shown now seemed non-existent. Instead, Terramus was at his home, sitting peacefully with his baby granddaughter. Suddenly, Thorn and his troll lords sprang out of hiding. Appearing from out of nowhere and swinging his mighty arm, Thorn narrowly missed Solon, instead striking Terramus and mortally wounding him. Thorn struck again, this time knocking Solon to the ground, damaging the Whatnot book. Despite his injured state, Terramus moved between them. He was trying his hardest to protect Solon while still holding his granddaughter in his arms. Solon could do nothing to help Terramus, but was just able to snatch the baby away before Thorn struck in fury and killed Solon's longtime friend. Angrily and clutching the baby, Solon summoned the power of all 10 warriors and created an elemental shield. With the shield in place, Solon struck at Thorn with the ultimate magical curse, one that would turn Thorn to stone, but at the cost of his own life. As the curse took hold, Thorn was encased in stone. Solon's life force faded, and the tiny baby he held stretched her arms towards his face. Solon looked upon her, smiled softly, and disappeared. The element of power dropped from his head into the baby's hands. With a bump, the baby fell to the floor along with a heavily damaged Whatnot. The 10 warriors, with the book damaged and the element of power no longer in Solon's possession, reverted to vulnerable elemental sprites. Thorn was now entombed, but the troll lords remained, panicking. They snatched up the Whatnot and managed to capture 5 of the elemental sprites. With their leader defeated and the rest of the Twycross on their way, the troll lords settled for the book and the 5 sprites they had and fled. In their haste, they could hardly care for the baby lying on the ground. Not one of them suspected that in its tiny hands lay the fabled element of power. When all was still, the 5 remaining elemental sprites emerged from the undergrowth and surrounded the baby. They picked it up and headed into the wilderness.